You know, I can't decide whether you're a glutton for punishment or not. Pretty much every morning, you get on the stop after me, and you walk through the train, and you see me sitting there, and you either sit opposite me or next to me. And this can be irrespective of as to how many other people are on the train or not. Even if there's a free section opposite, you'll still sit either next to me or opposite me. And you know, every time you see me, what's going to happen. You know, I'm going to tease the fuck out of you. Because my morning isn't really complete, if you're on the train, until I've made you very hard, and when you get up to get off, stop before me. If anyone cared to look, they'd see just how fucking hard you are. It started in summer, which was really easy, because, well, summer dresses, sandals, bare legs. You liked those, didn't you? My cute little painted toes, my long legs. When I sat down and crossed my legs, well, my skirt rose up. And if you cared to look down the side of my leg, you could almost see the top of my arse. Just that little point where my thigh meets it. And is it really so wicked to cross and uncross one's legs? Especially when in such confined quarters, I tend to end up running my foot up the outside of your calf. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. My apologies. I wasn't really sorry. Especially when I'd done it twice, apparently by accident, and then deigned to do it a third time. Only this time taking my shoe off and running my foot properly up your leg. Anyone around wouldn't really have noticed. But you nearly jumped out of your seat. And then there's the, does she have panties on or not? The crossing and uncrossing of legs can only show so much, but occasionally, I would get up, turn around, pull my bag down from the overhead, and, well, I was close enough to you that if you just leant down a little, you could probably look up my skirt, but you couldn't see the outline of any panties, so they were either very high thongs or nothing at all. This went on for months, and every time you got on the train, you knew what was going to happen, and you sat there anyway. Occasionally you'd sit next to me, which was a novelty, and then what I'd do is just, well, drop my phone between us, and then have to slide my hand down between our legs to retrieve it, the back of my knuckles running over your thigh. And then down it as I slipped the phone out from between us. When the train was going particularly fast and it just rocked a little, then my shoulder leant against yours. My hand just momentarily touching your arm to steady myself. Oh, I'm so sorry. And then came winter, when there wasn't much I could show you. I could wear a low top, and I could... How many damn times does this woman have to lean down and get something out of her bag? But when you were in front of me, you got a real good eyeful, didn't you? And then, there's the stockings. The crossing and uncrossing of legs with a heavy wool skirt, but you can still just see a glimpse of thigh. Maybe a little red lacing through the stocking tops. Oh, those were beautiful. And then there's the time I was standing up and the train jolted and I pretty much landed in your lap. Now, there was no getting away from the fact that you were hard as fuck. Sorry. Was that me? And you were so gracious. Such a gentleman. But then... then when I thought you'd pretty much seen everything and it wouldn't have an effect anymore... That's the wonderful thing about sitting next to somebody on the train is that they can see your phone. Tumblr is a wonderful thing. Lots of gorgeous, sexy images of people fucking. Of men pounding their cocks in and out of gorgeous women. Lingerie. Tits. Pussy. Everything you could imagine. And you can't help it. Whenever we stop at the station, you just glance out at the platform to see where we were, and you'd look down at my phone. And you can't deny it, because the amount of times I looked at you and you were looking directly at my phone. Wow. Yes, I'm sorry. I did rather stack my own Tumblr so that I could go through them whilst sitting next to you. Oh, it was cold and calculated fucking teasing. And then there was last night. I don't normally see you on the train home. It's an hour's journey. But there you were. 11:30 at night. Barely anybody in the train. And I got on and I sat down and I thought, nothing of it. And then you got on. I never see you on the way home. And you strode through the carriage and you sat down, not opposite or next to me, but diagonal to me in the four square seats. And you looked straight at me. And all you said was, payback time. I'm gonna fuck you. And I looked at you, and I turned my phone off, and I put it in my bag, and I crossed and uncrossed my legs, and just looked at you, biting my lip. And you slid into the seat opposite me, and leant forward. You put your finger out underneath my chin and pulled me forward, whilst you grasped it between your thumb and your finger. And you kissed me, and I don't mean a peck on the cheek, I don't mean a peck on the lips, I mean an I'm fucking claiming you kiss. Ugh, I can remember it now. I can still taste you off my fucking lips. I can still feel you holding my chin. And I put my hand out to lay it on your chest, and you caught my wrist and pulled it aside. You're not the one in fucking charge anymore, young lady. And my breathing became ragged. And I knew exactly what was going to happen. Do you have panties on today, you said. I shook my head. Of course I didn't. You know I didn't. You saw this morning. I bent over. I bent down in front of you. There was no way you could be in any doubt that whether I had the knee on or not. And then you did it. You pulled me across your lap. You undid yourself. There was no playing about. I was soaking fucking wet. Your fingers found my cunt. They slipped up inside. And they curled into the front wall. And stroked. Oh. There are people. I don't fucking care if there are people on this train, young lady. You have had... enough of me. I am done being your whipping boy. I am done being your fucking distraction. I will fucking have you. And you looked at me as if to give me that that few seconds to be able to move, to be able to change my mind, to be able to move away from you. And all I did was reach between us, pull your cock out, rub it against my pussy lips, and slide down on top of you. Right there. As the train sped through the stations it was never going to stop at. As it sped through in the middle of the night. In the dark. And I... Oh, how you feel your cock in my pussy, buried my legs either side of yours. And you grabbed hold of my waist, and there was no way you were letting me dictate the pace. It was fucking brutal. You picked me up and off your lap and down again, over and over again, and all I could do was run my nails down the back of your neck. It made you growl, and it made you curse me under your fucking breath. And you ran your hand up into my hair and you pulled it back. You assaulted my throat with your mouth. You bit, you licked, you kissed. You fucked me, you pushed your hips up into me. Oh! I didn't have any illusions as to what was gonna happen. You weren't stopping until you would come deep in my pussy, and I could feel you every fucking where, so thick, so big. And my hips were screaming, and my knees were screaming, and my muscles were screaming and burning from the wicked pace. And I, all of a sudden, you picked me up. You picked me up off your lap, and I thought you were just going to leave me. And you turned me around and you pushed me forward until my knees were up on the edge of the seat, my hands over the back so I could look down the carriage. As you stepped up behind me and thrust your cock in my pussy again. Oh. Oh. I can feel you. Fuck. It was animalistic. It was just shy of brutal fucking. Like you were trying to make me pay for all of the fucking teasing, but you loved it as much as I did. And I'd pushed you too far. Oh, God. No. Oh. And I was so close to coming all over your fucking cock, and you growled in my ear, "You will come when I fucking tell you you can." And I could feel it building. I could feel that tension. I could feel everything. I just needed to come. And I remember crying out, "Please, please, please, please let me come, please." Oh, you thrust in once, twice, and on the third time you just stopped. "When I start again, you can come. I'm going to come in you, I'm going to fill you with my cum, and I'm going to watch it trickle out your pussy. And I'm going to watch you put your fingers between your legs, bring them up to your mouth, and taste me off of them." Oh, fuck. No. Oh. And then you started again. Fuck. No. I will teach you to fucking tease me. No. Oh. I'm coming. Fuck. I was coming all over. Oh. Oh, you can come. Come all over my cock. Do it. No. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. No. Oh. No. Oh, fuck. Oh. And you slid out of me. And you kept your hands around my waist. Your mouth by my ear. Dirt. Run your fingers across your slit. And then taste me. And I did. And you pulled me back against your chest, your hands around my waist. Your chin propped on top of my head as my breathing slowed down. And I felt you collect yourself behind me with one hand, doing up your trousers. You kissed your way across the back of my neck. And then all you said was, "The next stop's mine. I'll see you in the morning. And you left.